The subject in the forefront of our attention today is healing. Healing implies, by its very nature, that there is something wrong, that something needs to be healed. And therefore, we need to track back and say, why does something need to be healed? What is wrong? How did the belief begin that something needed to be healed, that something was amiss? And thereby, we have to track back all the way to the beginning of error. We really need to track back to the advent of the Big Bang, to the advent of the belief that that infinite divine consciousness that existed primordially could ever explode and break itself up into separate, unrelated consciousness. If we could understand in the depths of our being that that occurrence never happened in consciousness, that consciousness never lost any of its self unto itself, that it never dissipated, that it never faded, that it never set itself adrift and started to dream, that it never lost connection with its source, we could handle all error, all sickness, all evil. As Mrs. Eddy said, there has never been a lapse from nor a return to harmony. Thereby, we have to assume that that is the standpoint that she took when she understood that evil, error, matter, sickness were unreal, that they had never broken in upon consciousness and did not therefore need to be healed, that basically and ultimately they were excluded from the true essence of being, from the true ultimate whole consciousness. But let us track for a moment the belief that consciousness did set itself adrift, and that in its drift it started to dream. And in that dream became less and less in touch with its source, less and less conscious, sleepy. And as that drift developed, with it error, evil, the latent belief of evil developed. Because what is evil? Only that consciousness is separate from its source, that there can be something outside of the one divine, all-encompassing, infinite consciousness. As the divisions deepened, as the dream amplified, as the loss of focus increased and consciousness appeared to drift further and further from its source, it got more opaque and more opaque and more opaque until eventually it took on a sense of solidity, a sense of solidity that seemed to appear as if it were material, just solid bits and pieces of consciousness, fragments of energy consciousness that were so opaque that they appeared to be solid. And then, as consciousness started to identify with its dream, it started losing its divine sense of consciousness. We can't be identified with two things at once. Thereby, as it became more and more opaque, as it became more lost in its dream, as it started to focus more and more and more on the dream and less and less and less on the totality of consciousness and what was really going on, it just got lost in there and it started to identify there. It lost its qualitative consciousness. It started to miss some of the elements that imbued its natural consciousness. As such, it was really cutting itself off, fragmenting itself from the whole. It was becoming a deeply uncentered consciousness, a deeply fragmented, separated consciousness, a disjointed, disconnected, disharmonious consciousness. And we can understand that because it was attempting to function through the solidity of its dream state, a very difficult thing to do. It was attempting to sense its government. It was attempting to be governed through this dream state, to find its principle, the principle of its true consciousness. But through the solidity and the separateness and the disjointedness that it was experiencing, it kept turning to disjointed, separated principles, theories, for its information, for its government. Thereby, there was an anarchy in consciousness that was set up. And then, of course, as all error does, it took on a life of its own. As it's working and working and working in its false sense and its false structures, or attempting to work, it took on a life of its own. And error just multiplied. Fragmentation multiplied, amplified. Discord amplified. And the farther from truth, the farther from its holistic consciousness it traveled, the greater the error that was experienced in its consciousness. The greater the divisions, the greater the discord. The more dormant it became, the more drugged and sleepy that consciousness seem to be. It fell into a deep state of dormancy, a deep state in which, instead of being instantaneously expressing consciousness, it was attempting to express through time and space and the divisions of a material universe. Ultimately, as that error took on form, those dream forms captivated consciousness. And thus we have, in biblical symbology, the Adam dream, a dam to the flow of consciousness. Consciousness was blocked, and the form of Adam was a form that had blocked consciousness. As such, it was an erroneous form of consciousness, a consciousness that could not help but miscalculate, whether it wished to or not. It was truly an unwhole, only partially formed consciousness. And then, of course, it got lost in the lie, lost in its new, separate dream world, isolated from the truth. And at this point, consciousness just ran amok in its dream world. And that is the state in which we find it, lost in the lie, running amok, aware only of its dreams, but trying somehow through the mire, through the delusions, through the separations, through the divisions, to restore itself to whole consciousness. So as we, in our deep desire, try to restore ourselves and our consciousness to its wholeness, we must understand that this is a collective, universal belief. This is not just our individual problem. This is a collective, universal problem. And if we understand that, we will not take on such weight and guilt and feelings of responsibility for the lies that seem to evidence themselves in our life, individually or collectively. We will understand, in essence, there is one lie called evil, and that if we understand that that first lie never occurred, evil will be dissolved. But that's a tall order, isn't it? And how do we go about understanding that that breach in consciousness never occurred, that we never went adrift and sailed off into a dream world of our own collective making and our own individual attachment? How do we do this? How do we recapture the wholeness of our intrinsic consciousness? Because indeed, that is what all of us, every individuality that makes up the world consciousness that is what all of us, in our deepest heart of hearts, are desiring to do. We may go about it in very different ways. We may go about it in very strange ways. We may be fighting the horrors of the atmosphere of consciousness that we seem to have manifested in our experience. And as the observer, we do color our experience. For the observer and the observed are one. And therefore, two of us can be in the same experience, but not experience it identically. So thereby, even as we are co-participating in the dream, even as we are determining how we are acting within the dream, in our deepest heart of hearts, we really do want it to end. We really do want the harmony and the wholeness of consciousness that we know is ours. We know the truth belongs to us. Please do not ever doubt that everything that manifests consciousness at all desires in its deepest heart to awaken and to reclaim the high consciousness to which it is heir, because it does. And thereby, we need to have the utmost compassion for everyone in our universe, especially those who seem to be the most lost in the lie, the most isolated, fearful, hateful, warlike, because they need to find their true source, and they are so, so far away. So our compassion needs to have no bounds, and we need to reach out to those who seem to be so lost in the lie. And in essence, in our hearts, say to those individuals, you can find your way back. And we are all finding our way back. And there is a way back. And that is what we are going to focus on today. The way back to high consciousness. The way that we must travel, and we wish to travel, in order to recover our deep, whole, harmonious consciousness, in order for us to reclaim our source. And what is the source of consciousness? What is being in the element of consciousness? It is the truth. The truth. The one mighty truth that has always existed, that will always exist. Truth, being, its own infinite truth. The only truth. The only truth. The one truth. The one consciousness. The only consciousness. If we could but steep ourselves in the deep understanding that there is only one consciousness, only one consciousness, error would be eliminated. Because in that consciousness, error is totally excluded. In the consciousness of wholeness, error is not even a latent possibility. Just one infinite consciousness. And that consciousness is the consciousness of all. There is no other consciousness except this deep consciousness of wholeness. A consciousness in which error is excluded. A consciousness which rests in the ever-present perfection of oneness. The ever-present perfection of oneness. The ever present perfection of the model of being itself. The ever present perfection of truth. All is in a state of truth, of full holistic consciousness. A consciousness in which there are no errors, no divisions, no separations, no drifts, no dreams. Error is not only unknown as it is to the one consciousness, but excluded as a possibility. Nothing in the allness of consciousness includes even a whit of division or error or separation within its consciousness. All in all, high consciousness. All-inclusive consciousness. Wonderful state. Wonderful state. And then we come to the state of consciousness in which the consciousness is calculating. It's focusing on the individual truths of its being. And it is always calculating accurately, correctly. The consciousness is consciously conscious of every right calculation, of every complete whole within itself. Consciousness calculates with wholes, only wholes, and comes out with correct calculations. At this level, error is latent. It hasn't come through, and it need not. It is just a latent possibility in the fact that whole calculations imply that possibly there could be something that wouldn't calculate properly, that might miscalculate, that might calculate with part of consciousness rather than the whole of consciousness. But it's always correcting. It's an error correcting state of consciousness. It is an input, out, an input process, output, feedback system that operates the calculus of consciousness. And thereby, if there's even a latent suggestion that it could miscalculate, the feedback always goes back to its source, the whole of the allness of consciousness, and is very clear about the fact that it can only calculate with wholes, and thereby handles any belief that there could be anything miscalculating or unwhole that could come to light in consciousness. Which brings us to the realm of the dream consciousness. The realm of the consciousness that seems to believe that it has drifted off and solidified itself and fragmented itself and divided itself and taken on a life of its own and taken on forms of the lie and gotten lost in the lie. That dream state in which separation, like evil, looking like evil, error, miscalculation, unwholeness, sickness, chemicalization can appear to be rampant in consciousness. And please believe me, before any lie manifests in what appears to be concrete material form, it is always rampant in consciousness. Thereby, if we understand the wholeness of consciousness and the fact that it is not rampant in consciousness, that comes to what appears to be the material condition and alters it in accordance. What appears to be objectified material world that we seem to live in is only a perception and an outgrowth of our individual, collective, and universal state of consciousness. We need, in the depths of our being, to understand that fact. And as we understand that everything that breaks out in our world is an error that is held in consciousness, we will know just where to go to solve the error. We will stop messing around with the material world, stop trying to heal it with our patch kit, a little this, a little that, a little more matter, a different kind of matter, a different belief system, and we will turn inward toward our true consciousness, the consciousness that we have truly never lost, for the answer to the problem.